If you're just joining us for today's Second Date Update, Brittany is on the phone, and today she wants to call a guy named Colin, and their night had everything that you need for a perfectly romantic evening. They had dinner that went amazing, lots of laughter and fun, and then they went back to her place, started watching a movie, and of course, no romantic evening would be complete without the soothing sounds of your parents making love in the bedroom above you.
God, it's so gross!
Hey, Brittany.
Yeah.
Does that jog your memory a little bit?
Yes.
Oh, Brittany, I am so sorry.
If that was confusing to you, Brittany lives at her parents' house. She has like the whole downstairs to herself, I guess. But she did take her date back there, and they ended up hanging out for a while. But at a certain point, her parents didn't know she was home, and they started doing what parents do when the kids aren't around. And now the dude's not calling her back, and she suspects that's the reason.
I do have two questions, just because I forgot to ask, because I was so mortified by what happened to you. Once you started hearing your parents doing it while you guys were making out, how long did it take for him to leave?
You're making me think about this again. I don't want to relive it.
I just want to know how scared he was.
When it registered what was happening and the horror in my face, he left, like, not like ran out the door, but, you know, he gave his polite goodbyes and got out.
I don't know if you want to call this guy back. I mean, it sounds like he's not there to protect you, man. It's like the whole building was burning down and he left you for good.
To be fair to him, like, this is my fault. Like, it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't left my phone at home. The plan was to go out.
Okay.
Well, no, it still would have happened. You just wouldn't have known about it. Trust me.
No.
All right. I'm dialing his phone number right now, and we'll see if we can get an answer for you. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Colin?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. What can I help you with?
Well, I'm calling you today because one of our listeners named Brittany asked us to get you on the phone.
Brittany?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because she told us about your date, and now you're not setting up plans for another date, so she wants to know why.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of creepy.
True. But it's a segment we do on our show all the time. It's called the Second Date Update, and Brittany told us about your date, and it sounds awkward. At the end of it, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Emphasis on sounds.
Personally, for me, it sounds awesome, but I could see how it could be awkward for a lot of people.
Oh, my God. Colin, he is a disturbed man. Don't listen to him.
So she did tell you a bit what happened.
She told us that you guys went to dinner and then went back to her place, and then you got to hear the rare sounds of parents doing that naughty thing that parents do.
You're making it sound like a National Geographic episode.
Okay. What do I hear off in the distance? Is that your father, Bert?
Oh my God, the mating rituals.
So, yeah, that's why she thinks you're not calling her back.
I mean, kind of. I don't know what to say.
We don't blame you. Yeah. I told her I wouldn't call her back either if I heard that. That has got to scar a person for a while.
Yeah, no, it was probably the most uncomfortable thing that has ever happened to me.
Was it uncomfortable because she kept talking and you wanted to hear more? You're like, shush, I'm listening.
No. Oh, God. I mean, everything stopped on my end pretty quickly, you know.
Oh, my God. I just imagine you both, like, trying to turn the TV up, and it's still not helping.
It's never enough volume.
Anything that can cover the sound that's coming from the parents' bedroom above us.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So that's.
He's got, like, PTSD. Did you hear that?
Why not go out with her again, though? I mean, it's not her fault that her parents can't keep themselves under control. I mean, they're probably, like, 50 or 60. I mean, at this point, they should never be doing that again, you know?
But it's not her fault. Oh.
You sure it's not her fault?
How would it be her fault, man?
I don't know. As soon as it started happening, she started acting real weird.
Like weird how?
I don't know. She had this like look on her face, and I don't even know how to explain it. It was like she didn't seem surprised at all that it was happening.
What?
She was probably just mortified.
That's not what I would look like if I were mortified. God dang.
So you think that she was enjoying hearing that?
Don't say that.
Maybe a little
what?
Bit.
Whoa!
Dude, that is a heavy accusation.
Oh my god!
How would she ever be enjoying something like that?
I don't know. She was just looking at me, and she was just like, "You want to get back at them?"
And what?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you respond to that. She said that to me, and I don't know what a normal person says in that moment.
She had to have been joking. It had to have been a bad joke at a bad time, trying to make light of a really awful situation.
That's what I was thinking, but she doubled down, and then she kissed me hard right on the mouth.
And you left?
Like,
kiss at a time like that. Who can hear their parents doing it and still kiss anyone?
I don't know if the whole family was in on it. I don't know. I didn't, you know.
Yeah,
dude, and that's what I'm saying. All kinds of opportunities there that I think you missed, Colin.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Colin, thank you for sharing. I will also tell you that we do have another surprise for you because Brittany is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
No.
Yeah, and her whole family is too.
What?
That part isn't true.
They are not. Hi, Colin.
Oh, Hi.
I wish you would have talked to me before I called our radio station to try and get you on a date, but I wish you would have talked to me about how you perceived that situation.
How we all just perceived it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, what else would I think? Like, I'm not going to sit
like,
there and like
ask you. We had a good date, right? Like, we had a really good date. Is there any other part of the date that would have made you think I was a crazy person?
No, but like, why would a crazy person like say, hi, I'm crazy and I do things with my parents? Like, that's messed up.
That's gross, first off. But Colin, listen
to
me.
I agree.
Like,
that's
okay,
the whole
thing. You said you were talking about the joke I made. I was joking.
Yeah.
I thought you got on the date that I really enjoy just saying jokes, and I was trying to break the tension. And like, I get that it was not a good joke.
Not
that's
the way
why
to do
I,
it.
Like, that's why I repeated it, because I was like, oh, he doesn't get that I'm joking. I'll do it. Like, I'll make it more obvious. Like, oh my God. Like, you weren't, I was like, he's not, like, surely he'll get that.
But Brittany, you kissed him.
I get it was maybe not my finest moment, but I was panicked. I was trying to diffuse the situation.
Oh, man.
And not make you feel like the horror I was feeling during this.
It's still happening upstairs, though. Like, there's nothing to do but leave. We could have left. You could have done anything. That's not how you handle that situation. I don't.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm practiced in the art of that situation. Like, I'm sorry.
There's no art
I handled it. What?
You leave. You get out of the situation. That's what normal people do. And now I know how your parents sound during sex. I know what your mom sounds like during sex. I can't meet them ever now.
Yeah, right.
Or you can. You just got to do the sound when you meet her. Like,
so gross.
Oh. Man.
It is a good question, Brittany. Why didn't you leave?
It all happened so quickly. And I was like, oh my God. In my head, I was like, if I leave, like, my parents are going to know that I'm downstairs.
No.
It's like we were to hook up. Like, at least the noise from that would, like, over-drown out my parents.
Wait,
so you were serious?
She was serious. Brittany, you just admitted it.
No.
I'm just saying, like, that was the benefit if we did that, but I'm joking. Like, I'm a joker. You can't take me seriously.
Yeah, you're the Joker. You're like from Batman. You're insane.
That's crazy. Give me another chance, Colin. Just one more date for me to prove, you know, I'm not crazy. I like to laugh and tell jokes. I am not the person you think in your head.
Brittany, you're literally having to prove that your parents getting it on doesn't do something for you.
Who do you know anyone that does something for them?
Well, I didn't until you were on the phone with us, and now I'm not sure.
They're there. They're on the internet somewhere. They're on the dark web, and you can find them there, Brittany, if that really is what you're into. But let's talk to Colin real quick and see if Colin wants to go out with you. Colin, will you go out with Brittany one more time? We'll pay for it.
Well, knowing what her family sounds like and these weird jokes that apparently she likes to make all the time, I'm going to have to go with no.
Oh.
It's just disappointing, Colin. I had so much more planned for our next date.
Yeah, Colin, her family reunion's coming up. You never know what can go down.
Oh, God.
That is gross. No, thank you.